You cold? Nah, I'm fine. Warmed up with all that adrenaline. Well, that was good, because Ali was about to cool down in record time. Cassidy cocked her head, smiling. She slowly brought her fingers to the back of Ali's neck, peeling her jumper away from her skin. And just like that, Cassidy dropped the snowball down Ali's back. Ali's eyes widened, a sharp intake of breath, the only sound to be heard. And then she wriggled around, hopping from one foot to the other, as she shook her entire body. Oh, you're going to pay for that? Cassidy grinned as she stepped back and held up her hands. Truce? Oh, no. Ali lunged forward and gripped the front of Cassidy's coat. She had a devilish look in her eye, a smirk working its way to her mouth. But Cassidy just wanted to kiss the face off her. No. Oh, but please. Cassidy stuck out her bottom lip. The child in her had well and truly come out today. Her 32-year-old self tucked away for the more serious stuff. This was just what Cassidy needed. A little fun. She couldn't recall the last time she'd felt so carefree. Probably when she was with Ali. If you loved me... Oh, I don't think so. Ali narrowed her eyes. Don't do that. You always used to do that. If you loved me... Ali mimicked Cassidy's voice. It doesn't wash with me.
Oh, it used to,
Cassidy said, draping her arms over Ali's shoulders.
You just have to remember that it doesn't matter how many snowballs you have, just that perfect one can make a world of difference.
Ali's features softened. Is that supposed to mean something? Cassidy lifted a shoulder, leaning in as she wrapped her hand around the back of Ali's neck.
Maybe. But how about we kiss and make up instead?
Ali smiled into a kiss, her hands resting on Cassidy's hips. This was precisely where she wanted them to be. Well, there and other places.
Alexandra Campbell, get your backside over here.
Cassidy froze at the sound of Ali's mum's voice pulling them apart, and then Ali winced.
Oh, shit. You haven't told her, have you? I've had a lot on my mind.
Ali sighed, turning to face her mum.
Hi, Mum. Care to tell me what the hell is going on here? Because the last time I checked, you two were barely on speaking terms, and you...
Pat paused, eyeing Cassidy.
Had a wife.